This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. This is the Captain's America, Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning edition as we roll across the good morning airwaves here all across the country as we broadcast. Oh, what happened? I just lost my mic. Just lost my audio, my mic, and everything. Everything just went. It just died. Everything just died. It, Rivendell's locked up. See it? All right. Whew, hello, hello. Rivendell's locked up.
I still hear you.
Okay, all right. Well, we're broadcasting here because something happened, don't know what, and we've got Frank Silvato with us. Frank, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, I don't hear Frank, so let me put Frank back on hold again. But I am broadcasting. I just lost everything else in my ear here, Yehudi. Don't know what's going on. But, Frank, hang on there. We'll be right back. And we are broadcasting from our Moss Nissan studio at our Salem Media Group flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, across America. There we go, from our Salem Media Group affiliates. And it is an amazing set of circumstances here. Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal. I don't even know what happened that time, but
it's the Russians.
Okay. All right. Well, the Russian, blame it on the Russians. Okay, I got it.
It's the Russians.
Yeah. But anyway, here we go. And let's say the pledge and get rolling real quick. You ready?
Sure, you got it.
I pledge allegiance, to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, well, you got that.
You gotta worry about those Russians when they get into all that.
Well, actually, these are probably from South America or Central America or something. But anyway, what I'm going to start out with is the federal judge who is going to be making the decision on Lieutenant General Mike Flynn, and he asked for all of the paperwork, all the documents that Robert Mueller's people had, and it looks like as if he's taking a long look at whether or not the charges that he's been charged with are too stringent for what he's gone through, number one, and probably the worst thing that he did wasn't necessarily lying to the FBI, it was not registering as an agent for the Ukrainian government.
You know, we talked about this when this first came up, when Flynn's sentencing was first coming up, with the charge about lying to a federal agent. They can ask the most innocent question, and if you don't think it all the way through to the end, they can charge you with lying to a federal agent. Mm-hmm. They can sit you down that day and say, "Hey, do you take any medication?"
Yeah.
And your answer would be, well, no, I don't, because I don't have any prescriptions. My doctor doesn't give me any prescriptions. I didn't take any medication today. No, I don't take medication.
Mm-hmm.
And if they found out that you took an aspirin that day, you've lied to a federal agent, now they can sit there and threaten you with jail time for lying to a federal agent, and they start hammering you on questions that are very, very general. And they look at things to catch you with in order to leverage power against you to say what they want you to say.
And the funny thing is, when it comes to the lying aspect, and this rolls over into my next topic here.
Sure.
The Intel Committee Chairman in the Senate, Richard Burr from North Carolina, Republican of North Carolina, just referred several witnesses who he believes lied to his Intel committee to Robert Mueller. Now, so far, there's been people referred, and we haven't heard another word out of it.
Right, and, you know, when it comes to the politicalization of of Mueller's investigation, and we all know it gets plagued with a lot of politics. You can think that these referrals have been people who may, and this is a supposition. I don't have any proof about it, but mm-hmm. it seems to be the status quo in Washington these days. Mm-hmm. That Burr has referred Democrats, or people who are connected with the Clintons, or people who are connected with the Obamas, and the Mueller team just isn't interested in pursuing any of those angles.
Mm.
So let's see who they are referred to. Like, again, I said this is a supposition. I usually don't like to go off on supposition. I like to base myself on fact, but that seems to have been the case so far.
Yeah. Well, speaking of another fact here that's kind of interesting, we need a chief of staff in the White House. Are you available?
when the president calls, you answer.
Well, guess who they're talking about amongst other people. Chris Christie, governor of New Jersey, doesn't surprise me. Former governor doesn't surprise me. Mr. Whitaker, the current acting attorney general. I personally think, and Denise Simon and I talked in the last hour about this, I personally think that Daryl Issa would be a good fit because in the length of time he spent in the Congress and the positions that he had, he knows where all of the skeletons are buried.
Well, you know, we talked about this just a little bit on Monday. Chief of Staff is a very important and very powerful post in Washington, D.C., probably the most powerful position besides the president's. Mm. He's the gatekeeper.
Yep.
Issa wouldn't be bad, with what he's been through and the investigations that he's held, and for as long as he's been in Congress, he knows the halls of Congress, he knows how to talk to legislatures, he knows how to leverage with them. He knows who's potent and who's not potent. That's pretty important.
And
Christie, I'm just not a fan of the guy.
Mm-hmm.
There are some things. When he first popped on the scene, he was a breath of fresh air, like the way he talked to the media and handled them.
You remember what he did to get there?
Yeah.
Prosecuting the blind sheik.
Mm-hmm. You know, he's got some baggage, and there were some things that he's fallen very centrist on that I don't care with. Don't care about. So I'm not a fan of Chris Christie. I don't know why his name keeps popping up, especially with his relationship with Jared Kushner's dad.
Yeah, that's true. He put his dad in jail. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. We're broadcasting all across the country tonight until 6 a.m. Eastern Time. I shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station, the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Thanks very much. Wayne Allyn Root was our guest hour number one tonight. So when you catch the podcast, hour number one is Wayne Allyn Root, first two segments. This segment of the program brought to you by Moss Family Automotive with four great locations to serve you. Moss Nissan in Crystal River and Newport Richey. Moss Wholesale to the public, where you get cars at wholesale prices, certified pre-owned with Moss Care for Life, free oil changes, and free lifetime tire rotations at Home of Sassa Springs, and also the all-new Moss Family Chevrolet located at 16414 Northdale, Mabry Highway, Tampa, where you now get the Chevy employee discount for everybody. Everybody. And, of course, Moss Nissan, you serve, you save. You know all about that. Active duty military, first responders, too, as well as retirees. So, joining us, Frank Silvato, the managing editor of the New Media Journal. Good morning again, Frank.
Good morning, Mr. Captain. Expunging the Russians.
Yes, we are. And we are looking. I'm going to get my submarines out here in a minute.
There you go.
All right, what on earth is Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders doing having a secret meeting at an undisclosed location, but yet the New York Times reports about the fact that they discussed their 2020 political ambitions? Are they doing what I think they're going to do?
It sounds like it, and boy, I pray that they are. It sounds like they're talking about joining forces for the presidential campaign in 2020 as a ticket.
Yeah. Now, imagine that. Imagine that for a minute.
And of course, because the New York Times happens to be so incredibly progressive left, they kept the secret that it was a secret meeting, which obviously was the secret meeting. They wanted it to get out to get some traction in the media.
So let's start a secret rumor. You ready?
Yeah, let's start a secret rumor.
Kamala Harris and Cory Booker were going to run together on the ticket. Don't know who's going to be the top one, but I'm going to guess it's going to be Kamala.
Well, that would be more of a potent ticket than Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. You know, you'd have to wonder where they would start their, when Barack Obama ran, he did his world tour before he was even elected, talking about politics with the Europe and everything else. Maybe Elizabeth and Bernie could start in Venezuela. Mm-hmm. They could talk about economics down there, stop by Cuba a little bit.
Well,
while
they're in Venezuela, they can visit the Russian bombers that are down there and the support forces that showed up. And, oh, by the way, it's being widely rumored now that the Russians are going to put in some sort of base in Venezuela where we might have another Cuban missile crisis going on.
No, why not? The Venezuelans need to be bailed out just like Cuba did. Their economy is nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Russians can get over there and spend, I don't know what, 15 rubles and then maybe be able to buy half the country up. This is what happens when socialism happens in countries. You destroy your economy. You destroy everything in the country, and world powers that have nefarious means, like Russia and China, and they can come in for pennies on the dollar to bail you out and have global control. And that's how socialist influence moves around the country on a global scale.
When you and I were talking on Monday, when you were on earlier in the week, we talked about the fact that it looked like as if Saudi Arabia, there was a lot of rumors and innuendos going on about whether or not we were going to continue to give aid and support, if you will, to the Saudi effort in Yemen. And yesterday the Senate voted to withdraw all American support from Yemen by and I was surprised at the number, 56 to 41.
Well, Yemen is a little armpit over there. If it wasn't for the location, we shouldn't have anything to do with it. It's a dysfunctional country. I'm not surprised at the vote. I think Americans are a little, there's a consensus that's brewing that is gaining more steam to let the Middle East just go. And now that we've opened up our oil supplies and we are literally doing more oil business than Saudi Arabia is, I don't see why we do that dysfunctional part of the country,
mm-hmm.
especially since we've unleashed Israel. You're not seeing a lot of stuff happening against Israel over there. They're kind of leaving Israel alone right now.
Well, look what they just did. They've had three military operations this week to go after the bad guys that went after them, and they got them all.
Yeah, so I mean, the Middle East until the Shiite and the Sunni figure it out, and because that's a religious and tribal thing that is going to go to the last man standing, let them have at it. I don't see why we need to be involved in there if it isn't affecting us in the immediate. And always before it was about oil.
Mm,
so we don't need them.
Now, MBS is back in the news again because the CIA concluded that MBS was responsible for Mr. Khashoggi's murder and that the president has continued to accept the Crown Prince's denials and will almost certainly veto the Senate bill because the Senate bill about Yemen. And also there was a separate vote where the Senate passed a resolution to hold the Saudi Arabian Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, or MBS, responsible for the killing of the journalist Jamal Khashoggi, a U.S. resident. Now, here's the problem. He might have been a U.S. resident, but he was a terrorist.
Yeah.
Anybody say what he was?
Well, because it's in Washington circles, it's politically incorrect to identify him as that because, quote-unquote, it was an ally. You know, let's remember, let's go back to 9/11 here and how many Saudis were involved.
Well, they were 19 people traveling on Saudi passports, but they all weren't Saudis.
Yeah, so, there's a complicity there that we really need to stop fooling ourselves with. For a long time, we kept talking about making niceties because the Saudis were our ally in the region.
Yep.
They're an ally of convenience when it comes to our oil issue, nothing else.
Now,
they're playing nice with OPEC.
Frank, were you ever a Boy Scout?
Oh yeah, it was. I went into Weebelows. I didn't get into.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the Boy Scouts are getting ready to pretty much go bankrupt. It looks like because all of the lawsuits against them over sexual abuse, declining membership, other new organizations that have come into play have driven the Boy Scouts, a 108-year-old organization, to the brink of bankruptcy. And the Boy Scouts have now hired lawyers to explore a possible Chapter 11 filing. That's really a too bad deal for, you know, the sign of the times and all that stuff. I mean, the Boy Scouts did a lot of good things. You went from Cub Scout to Boy Scout to Explorer Scout back in the day.
Yeah, it's a shame is what it is, that outside forces that want to manipulate social engineering have destroyed such an amazing organization. You know, you have to be this, you have to teach that, you can't say this, these people must be included, you can't include them. If you don't like an organization, don't join it. If you're a parent and you don't want your kid to, and you want your kid to be a metrosexual when they grow up who can't do anything out in the wild, then the Boy Scouts work for you. But don't try to manipulate the organization to being what you want it to be. You know, that's just wrong. There are people who want their kids to be able to go out and learn how to survive in the wild,
mm-hmm.
learn how to commune with nature. Learn how to camp. Learn how to learn the principles of what that organization was.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about social engineering. And we've got to start identifying people who are pushing that social engineering thing.
Yeah.
To saying you must act this way in order to be accepted. You know, that's political correctness. That's that shadow set of rules that we've talked about that run parallel to the Bill of Rights that say, oh, you can own a gun, but you can't own that one.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, you can have a religion that you prefer to practice, but you can never say it in the public square, and you can never bring it up in this, and it's not allowed here. Those are shadow sets of rules against the Bill of Rights that limit your Bill of Rights. That's what political correctness is, and they use social engineering to actually bring generations to their knees to believe that that's acceptable. It's not.
Yeah, New Jersey is going to be the next one because they got that new law goes into effect here January 1 where they can actually come in and take the guns away. If someone complains about you might be this, you might be that, in come the police, they take the guns, and then you got to prove that you're okay and not the might be.
No, and this goes against the rule of law in this country, which is established to mean that you're innocent until proven guilty.
It does. Absolutely correct.
You know, due process is getting destroyed here.
Yeah. Well, again, you're absolutely right. Now, we do talk to Frank Silvato, everybody, Mondays and Fridays. Frank, tell us how to hear you and see you.
You can find me at the New Media Journal on Facebook, or you can tune directly into the podcast at undergroundusa.com.
All right. See you Monday.
Stay low,
my friend. All right, Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, and I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with a lot more stuff.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is an encore presentation of the Captain's America.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky. At the Vatican in Rome, Pope Francis celebrates Christmas Eve with a mass at St. Peter's Basilica. In the United States, last-minute Christmas shoppers taking advantage of holiday bargains. Don't look at your 401k if you don't want to ruin your Christmas holiday. Stocks nosedive during the short Christmas Eve session that ends at 1 p.m. Eastern. At the closing bell, the Dow down 653 points to close at 21,792. The Nasdaq down 140 and the S&P 500 down 65 points. So will it be a white Christmas? Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Rain drenching the West Coast. Heavy snow hits the Sierra and Rockies. Forecasters say the storm will make its way into the Southwest tomorrow, bringing heavy rains and snows to parts of Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, and Utah.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLetsDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLetsDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, where I want you to pay attention because you can win the grand prize of a free one-year premium membership worth $7,500. You got to register between now and December 19th for a free premium one-year membership worth $7,500 by going to the website freedomboatclubtampabay.com, freedomboatclubtampabay.com. Go there. You click on that link and a drop-down menu will come down with an entry form for you to sign up to enter the contest. You're asked for your name, your email address, and your phone number so they can contact you and tell you that you won. And good luck, because this is a full premium membership, Monday through Sunday, seven-day-a-week membership with reciprocity anywhere in the 168 affiliate Freedom Boat Club zone across the country and Canada, worth $7,500. Good luck. Freedom Boat Club, TampaBay.com. All right. Joining us right now, we've got Patrick Hyland. Patrick Hyland, of course, is the insurance quarterback of the Consumer Quarterback Show. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Matt. Nice speaking with you as always.
Yeah, now let's speak about something that's driving the southeastern part of Georgia wide slap crazy, and that is the Valdosta State University Blazer football team. They are over in McKinney, Texas, to play in the championship round of the Division II finals for the NCAA. This is a big deal, and Valdosta is literally on fire right now.
That's a nice pun there for the Blazers. That's a great university up there. They've always had a great baseball program.
Yep.
From the 70s.
And basketball
now they have a great
team,
football
too.
Program.
Mm-hmm.
And a nice basketball team. That's a nice part of Georgia, too, right across the state line of Florida.
Yep.
Just a beautiful part of Georgia, nice community. One of the, voted one of the best sports towns for high school sports in the country also. So Valdosta State, great community. Valdosta State Blazers, congratulations making it to the championship game in Texas. And I wish them well. I hope they win it, Matthew.
Well, the game is tomorrow afternoon, 4 p.m. It'll be on ESPNU. That's ESPNU. Now, some of you may or may not get that, but you can certainly go to the Valdosta State University radio website, which is 92.1, let's see, News Talk 92.1, that's our affiliate where we're being heard right now up in Valdosta, Georgia. So, again, guys and gals, good luck, Valdosta State Blazers. I know Scott James is listening to me right now over there in Texas. He's all wound up, and I told him I'd mention this, so we wish them the best. Now, let's talk about the NFL last night. We had a really rock'em sock'em game between the Chargers and the Chiefs.
Unbelievable. 29-28 victory by the San Diego Chargers. Two-point conversion by the Chargers to win it and put them at 11-3, tied with the Kansas City Chiefs now for the division lead and could be the conference lead to win it all this year and host home field advantage throughout the playoffs. So very interesting game, exciting game. And hope the people are able to witness that and enjoy it. Should be a great, exciting football weekend all across the country, Matt. Looking forward to it.
And the Bucs travel to Baltimore.
Baltimore. That's going to be a tough one. Baltimore still in the hunt for the playoffs. The Bucs really lost their chances last week to the Saints. I don't see how an 8-8 team is going to make the playoffs this year. So time to rebuild, time to look at some new guys for next year and finish out the year for our Bucs here in Tampa Bay.
Will there be Dirk Cotter as coach, and Jason Light as GM?
No, I don't think so. I think this is going to be a tough one to salvage. They did let the defensive coordinator go. Could that maybe salvage his job, maybe salvage Light's job? It's going to be up to the Blazers. Is there going to be a decent head coach out there to hire to replace him? That'll be another story. Are they going to keep Jameis Winston? A lot of things to look at and think about come January for this ball club.
Well, there are a couple of coaches floating around that got fired during the course of the year. I don't know if they'd consider hiring those folks. The Cleveland Browns coach, for example, that went over to, Cincinnati and took over there as an assistant coach, right?
Yeah, Hugh Jackson, he went over there for Cleveland. I don't see him in the hunt. I wouldn't mind seeing Mike McCarthy come down here to Tampa Bay. That would be exciting and interesting. He just needs to get more in tune with the new offense of the NFL. I think that's why him and Aaron Rodgers didn't quite click. You can't just, the 3 yards and a cloud of dust, Matt, have left the building with the new rules of the NFL. So we need to find an innovative coach here. And the guy who can motivate these young men to give 100% on the field, and when the chips are down, still come through and win. So I'm hoping. Always been a Tampa Bay Buck fan, obviously living in this community, enjoying it, and appreciating it. So
okay, now now the consumer quarterback, Brandon Brimes, his show over there on our sister station, 1380 The Biz. It's a weekday show, heard 4 to 5 p.m. By the way, yesterday, Brandon had quite a parade of people coming and going. Our parking lot was literally overfull because I had to park in the overflow lot next door because we were full here because he brought a whole bunch of people in with him. What's that all about?
Well, a lot of things going on. Brandon's doing a TV show now with real estate. I do the show on Friday night from 5 to 6, and we talk about, finance and insurance tonight.
And now he's doing a wonderful job there. He's one of the top listing real estate agents here in the Tampa Bay area. And the thing about Brandon and I both, Captain, as you're well aware, we help out the veterans. He does a great job getting them special promotions.
I think he gives them a 0.5% back or something like that.
He does, you know, and that's a lot on a $200,000 mortgage. So it's very helpful or on a purchase. So it's the good things to do for the people here in the community, and that's why we get along, good friends, and I do the show on Fridays. He does it Monday through Thursday. It's all about helping out the consumers here in Tampa Bay, doing the right thing for the right reasons. I've always said you can never go wrong doing the right thing, Captain.
Now, when you do the insurance part of it, what is it that you're talking about?
Well, we talk about, you know, investments. We also talk about life insurance. We also talk about protecting your assets. We talk about Medicare. We talk about Social Security. Just a wide range of things. You know, helping people transition with the Veterans Aid and Attendance Benefits. Helping people, you know, get from their home to assisted living facility and finding ways to make that affordable. Helping out parents get their kids to college by doing things with financial products to help them get grants and scholarships and student loans. And anybody listening out there, if I can be of help, please give me a call at 813-966-1052. Patrick Hyland, please listen tonight on 1380 AM, The Biz, here in Tampa from 5 to 6. And then, Matt, as you're well attest, we have a great show on Sundays talking about college football, pro football, all sports, but obviously this time of year from 11 to 12 on Sunday morning on 1380 AM, Sandlot Sports Talk.
Yeah,
so,
well, you got
a lot of fun.
You got to change that name. But anyway, I'll tell you what, I got a question. I got a question for you from Carl. Carl doesn't say where he's at. He says, do you handle homeowners insurance?
No, but I have several friends who can get him a great quote on that and help him out tremendously.
And what's
sometimes
the number?
You have
number?
Have him give me a call at 813-966-1052. I'll get some information from him and see which one of my associates can be of best assistance to him to see if he has to go through the state fund or go independent and get him the best deal he can. So I know a little bit about it, too. So,
what was your position in football? What position did you play?
I played quarterback.
Okay, the Quarterback and Friends new sports show.
There you go. I like it.
Quarterback
like
and
it.
Friends Sunday mornings. Tune into the Quarterback and Friends.
I like it, Captain. You're the man. You Buffalo Bill guy. I always remember that about you.
Jack Kemp and O.J. Simpson. Jack Kemp. And by the way, who is the big fullback at Great Bend? Jim Braxton?
Jim Braxton.
Oh, boy. Nobody could stop him. Nobody.
Nah, he is tough. Very good.
All right. Well, the music is going
to be... You got it, and you're going to come on with me tonight for a little while on the Consumer Quarterback Show, I hope. So I look forward to seeing you later on today, Matt, and thanks for always having us come on your show and talk about what we're doing here in the community. God bless everybody. Drive safe, and I'll see you later on, Matt.
Thank you very much. Patrick Hyland, and that's a Consumer Quarterback, and that's Brandon Rimes. He's on Monday through Thursday. Patrick is on Friday, 5 to 6 p.m., 1380 The Biz. Tune him in. Find out what they're all about, and you'll always learn something over there that'll help you along. All right, final segment coming up with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. We are coming right back. Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to an encore presentation of the Captain's America.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018.
My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extend-A-Bite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend-A-Bite.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
This is an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This part of the broadcast brought to you by our good friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. That's Dominic, spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K-S. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old red, white, and blue Uncle Sam with the American flag, too. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA, and they are 100 Douglas dealer. Dominic's Blinds and Decor also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at those red, white, and blue Dominic's trucks when you see them. Look for Kevin behind the wheel, or maybe even Dominic to boot. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a 10% discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call today, 941-922-2345 for more, and tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, already. Tell you what. Mr. Chris Markowski, what is going on with Starbucks? Did you see all the stuff going on with them yesterday? They're going to China?
Well, I mean, they've already kind of stepped in there as well. They're now trying to open up, but actually just opened one up in New York City. It's one of their, kind of their luxury, type Starbucks stores. It's like a fancy roasting place. And they also mentioned that they're, you know, going to be dealing with Uber Eats to be delivering, your, Frappuccinos to your door. I can't imagine getting that delivered and actually, you know, that's coffee that's been sitting around, it's been carried. I don't know. I guess people will try it, but they're doing everything to try to grow their business.
Okay, well, you know, Starbucks is, we used to call them $5, remember?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not
now they're what, seven? Now they're what, $7?
Well, no, it depends. It depends on how much, you know, you get all that coffee with all that sugary junk in it. I'm pretty much a black coffee guy for the most part, you know, like the occasional latte and espresso. I'm just not a big fan of their coffee. I don't like the flavor of it. So it's to each his own.
I hate to tell you this, but I found out that I can go to McDonald's and get a decent cup of coffee there and like it just as much and have more money in my pocket. Thank you.
I like McDonald's got good coffee too, but, there's a brand out there that's called, out of California. It's a coffee chain. It's called Pete's Coffee. Very, very good.
Oh, wait a minute. You remember Chock Full of Nuts?
In the canned stuff, yes.
Yeah. Well, that's still around somewhere. You got to look for it. But anyway, let's talk about whatever it was that Virgin did yesterday, because Virgin Galactic and their tourism rocket ship flew up 50 miles, which got it into outer space, and they went, oh, boy, look at this. Now we should be able to take some people and load them in our little rocket and fly them around a little bit and charge them whatever amount of money they're going to charge them, and we got ourselves a rocket ship. I don't think it quite works that way, but what do you think?
That's the goal. I mean, he wants to get involved with space tourism, and Richard Branson won the race.
Right.
It was, you know, between Elon Musk and Andreessen, so you got to hand him that. People have a fascination with going to space. I mean, the more I read about all of the things that just how tough it is on the human body, it's extraordinary what it does to you and how it can degrade your muscles and your bones and all these different things. And be careful what you wish for. I'm happy right here, Matt. I'm good.
You wouldn't go up there 50 miles up?
No.
Up there? All right.
No desire. I'll go.
Where's Chris? Oh, he's doing his show from 50 miles up.
No, thanks. Not interested at all.
All right, and I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. You hear him on our sister station, 1380 The Biz, on his network of stations over there, about 6 minutes past the hour. Okay, now, Verizon made a big deal about wanting to go digital with digital ads, the thing of the future. They were going to be the leaders in the industry. And all of a sudden, yesterday, the news comes is that because of something they did, a couple of years ago, I believe, they took a $4.6 billion accounting hit with their digital ads.
I saw that story, and from the get-go, I mean, this is a big "see, I told you so" moment. I talked about this on the air, and I was like, why in the world is Verizon buying Yahoo and AOL? And I didn't buy it from the get-go. I think it was kind of an I scratch your back, you scratch my back, and saving those companies and the people, the executives that worked at those companies. So great. Verizon's going to get a tax write-off right now. If they could have figured out that buying Yahoo and AOL, which I don't know anybody actually even uses those things anymore.
Oh, I don't either.
Yeah, it made no sense.
After the big hack they had about 2 or 3 years ago, Yahoo, I don't know why anybody's over there.
Well, I mean, people get hacked from time to time. It's just that they lost. I mean, people use Google for their search engine, and there's a couple others out there as well, but I think it's kind of a bit of a rope-a-dope, quite honestly. Yeah, they wrote off half the investment. They're probably going to write the entire thing off. They'll write it down on their taxes. It didn't affect the stock, believe it or not. So it's almost like people saw it coming. So it seemed to me it was like almost like a buddy-buddy type of a deal within the industry. I didn't buy any of it.
Okay, well, this is kind of interesting, and you're up there in New York, so I want to ask you about this. The incoming New York Attorney General as part of her running platform, said that she was going to go after Donald Trump, the Trump Foundation, and all of that sort of stuff for what she believed were irregularities when it came to money and influence peddling. Now, she has announced again that that's exactly what she's going to do. What are you hearing up there? Are you hearing people?
Yeah, I mean, well, what are you hearing? I mean, yesterday, big thing they're going after now, the inauguration and the money that was raised for that. And, you know, whether or not, you know, they feel that the influence was being peddled. Any president at any point in time can be investigated. Anybody that's regulated by the federal government, the SEC can come into my firm at any point in time and regulate me. I have to do audits all the time. This is making for good press. Now, I've been around long enough to understand that if you're the attorney, nobody just wants to be the attorney general for the state of New York. They want to be governor.
Yeah.
They want to run for president. Elliot Spitzer. It's all about getting your picture in the paper. Quite honestly, that's
David Patterson. Wasn't he the attorney general, the black governor?
I think he was.
Then he became the lieutenant governor, and then he stepped in as a governor.
Yes. Matt, it's a political show
mm-hmm.
right now. And none of this is good for the country at all. But, yeah, this is what we're going to see for the next couple of years is investigation after investigation after they can investigate anything. And that's what they're going to continue to do. And they're going to try to keep this stuff in the news. I'm telling you, Matt, this is not a good precedent because it's going to be tit for tat. And when the Democrat gets into the White House, it's going to be the same thing. And it's going to be back, forth, and all over the place. Mm-hmm. And it's paralysis for this country. Not good.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you go because in 10 minutes you're going to be on the air at our sister station, 1380 The Biz. And I know you got to get going to get all that together. All right, so have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you Monday.
You too. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. And again, catch him over there, 1380 The Biz on his network of stations. 6 minutes past the hour until 9 a.m. Eastern time. Now, a couple of things. For those of you that didn't hear me say it in the last hour or earlier this hour or during the course of the evening of the show here, Bill Bunkley will be back on the air this coming Monday, December 17th at 4 p.m. He'll be back on Faith Talk 570 and 910 from 4 to 6. He will be on also from 4 to 5 that 1 hour on AM 860, AM 930, FM 93.7, as well as 103.1 down there in Sarasota, Lakewood Ranch, in Venice, and Bradenton, and AM 1380 The Biz from 4 to 5, and then, of course, 4 to 6, the whole show on Faith Talk 570 and 910. So if you want to be tuning in, welcome Bill back, and I'm sure the phone lines will be jammed because everybody's been waiting for Bill to come back, and we have two, and I made the comment several times. You heard me say it in my responses and the emails and the text messages and everything else that we had left the light on for him here for his studio. We'd left the light on for him, and that was literally the way it is, the management here and all the different folks that work with Bill behind the scenes, and I can't wait myself. I mean, it's going to be great. I saw him last week. He's looking good compared to what he's been through. He's still got a little ways to go, but he's much better than what he was, and believe me, he'll be happy to hear from you, and that's the best medicine you can get is being back doing what you love to do. Now, Valdosta State Blazers, go Blazers. I'm right there with you, and I'll be anxiously waiting for Scott James to call me Monday morning at 5:30 a.m. and talk about the game because he's doing the color broadcast national championship, college division two championship game, Valdosta State. And you folks listening to me on News Talk 92.1, News Talk 107.5, and other stations along the network there, go Blazers. Can't wait. All right. Coming up, Hugh Hewitt on the answer stations.
You're listening to an encore presentation of the Captain's America.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.